The Life That Is the Light by Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1:4-5. As believers, we have the joy of celebrating the life that is the light of all mankind. Our hearts swell with gratitude because light came down in the form of a precious baby to pierce the darkness that troubles this world. God was faithful to the promise he made to his people. He promised that we would not be left alone, chained to a hopeless fate of sin and death, but rather we would be saved by the sacrifice of a great rescuer. In him was life, and this speaks of the entirety of creation. It is through him that all creation was called into existence. Humanity was the highest creature made in the image of God. The Bible tells us that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2:7. John is pointing to how Jesus was present at the beginning, in the garden. From the moment sin entered the scene, he came up with the rescue plan for his beloved creation. Even though our sin doomed us to experience death and suffering, God loved us so much that he was unwilling to leave us to our deserved fate. All the life that fills our planet, and most importantly, humanity, came into existence because God spoke it into being. He desires to be with us and hates the way our sin and pride separate us from our Maker. God sent his Son to be our light. He is the one absolute truth. Jesus is free from sin, full of all wisdom and knowledge. Our source of life is the light that mankind needs to break us free from the lies that keep us bound up and lead us towards destruction. That light came into our dark world, and despite every effort of the darkness, it was not able to stop God's plan from coming to pass. No matter how bleak our circumstances seem, when we have Jesus, there is always hope. Not even death has the last word, as we are given an eternal hope of heaven when we accept Jesus into our lives. The beautiful truth is that when we accept Jesus as our Savior, he uses us to be part of the light that pierces the darkness. We get to be those who reflect the light and life that created us. Matthew 6:10 says, "May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." When we believe, we become a partner in being the answer to this prayer. We can be a people that brings heaven down to earth. Let's pause to thank God for not leaving us in the dark. Thank you, God, for loving us so much that you did not want anyone to perish, but want us all to accept your gift of eternal life. We thank you, God, for the light and life that pierced the darkness and continues to offer us access to unshakable hope. Help us see your light clearly wherever we walk today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.